A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 12. The crew of the Tin Sparrow continued their quest to find the legendary Logue Dagger on the planet of Ord Mantell. Soon after arriving, they meet their contact, a droid bounty hunter named L1NK-B, otherwise known as Link B. At their meeting in the weighted freighter cantina, Link B revealed where the dagger was, and laid out various ways they could retrieve the dagger from its current owner, Senator Nomi Kandroon. After chasing down a bounty and turning him over, the crew befriended a local gang, the Black Suns, who then revealed that they wanted the senator dead and would pay good money for it. Devising a plan, the crew returned to the weighted freighter, met with the senator's personal Jedi guard, and joined her security team. Before heading to the senator's estate, the crew decided they had a few more things they wanted to take care of, and headed to the Crown Jewel Casino to find their next bounty, a Zabrak scientist named Audrey Fett.
You guys leave the weighted freighter. You make your way back to the main, like, strip area. You see, you can see the casino, like, the top of it. It's, like, on the other side, about a street back. You can see the top of the Crown Jewel Casino.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
If I were to play the slots, uh-huh. Could I use the Force?
No.
Why not?
No.
Okay.
Because it's a machine.
Okay. But, I mean, you can open doors. Those are...
It's different.
Why not?
Because you're, like, triggering something. You're not, this is random.
I just think about it.
No, that's not how it works. So you guys walk into the casino. There's a fair amount of people there for the evening. It's not super packed like the last one you're at. There's not, like, some huge event going on or anything like that. You guys are looking for, I believe I said... Twi'lek? Oh, Zabrak. I was wrong. Female Zabrak.
I don't see race.
Roll some perceptions.
23.
23.
25.
Okay.
14.
24.
Okay.
17.
Okay. So those that rolled over 20, you guys are able to spot her at one of the slot machines. There are two open seats on either side of her. You know how people are. No one sits next to each other. So... There's two seats open on either side of her. There's a bunch of random other slot machines and stuff available and open around the casino.
All right, you seem to be pretty good at gambling, so...
Yeah, why don't you go talk to her and, like, do it? You take care of this one. We've had a long day.
I just want to shore up some plans before we go in and almost lose everything. And then get it back because... of luck or someone looking out for us up in the sky.
Chom.
Chubrub was going to go gamble because he didn't want any part of this.
Okay. Just going to go to a slot machine.
I also don't know if we should even take this bounty. Like, I know, like, we're kind of working for the Hutts already, but I think the Republic may need her more than...
What? More money, more problems.
I don't know. Do you want to dive? Do you want to become a rat cool?
I'm all about that money.
Money.
Yeah, it'll also improve your standing with the Hutts.
Yeah, like we work for the Hutts.
Help them make some money.
I guess we can maybe convince them to spread it widely, just make money off of it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm convinced. Yeah. We might be able to convince her that we're here to help her.
Or we have some pretty cool slot machines on the on our ship.
On our ship.
So we have some either persuasion or...
Intimidate?
Yeah, let's see it.
There's a high roller
persuade.
Game that
I
know of.
Willie, you could go and try and persuade her to...
Yeah, deception.
To come to our ship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could do that, unless you want to stretch your mind tricks.
I want to do it.
I want to gamble one single time.
Okay. Again, there's two machines open directly next to her on either side. And then there are just random other ones. So if you guys want to go, just plant next to the ones next to her.
Yeah.
You guys can do that. Try to blend in a little bit. Maybe play a couple games.
Yeah.
And then start talking to her.
You have to be on one side.
See how it's going?
Okay. I mean, sure.
And then I'll go on the other side.
You go first.
And then I sit down.
Okay. And then you sit down on the other side of her.
Like
a couple minutes later?
Like 5 minutes later.
Okay. While you guys are getting ready to do that, are you still with them or are you just going to go still just gamble real quick?
I was going to say, fuck that. I don't want anybody in the cage.
So you're going to go gamble?
So yeah, I'm going to go.
Let's go gamble. We're going to start with his gambling since he's doing stuff while you guys are doing your other thing. So he's off on his own. So what you do is you roll a d20 and we will compare results.
Okay.
And it costs
to my
50?
Chart. No, it was 50 on Nar Shaddaa. It is 100 credits here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. I'll drop it. That's a 4.
So you lose the entire stake. So you lost 100 credits.
That's a 5.
That's 100 hundo gone.
Oh, I'm down 200. That's also a 5. Man.
100 gone.
So
you want
to keep doing this?
Oh,
you
yeah.
sure you want to keep using that
time? I like the noise.
All right.
That's a 4. Okay. Can I try a different one?
Yeah.
Someone
will let you borrow a die.
Machine. He wants to let me there die in my slot machine. All right. Black and gold. 8.
It's a 500.
9.
600.
Go into a different slot machine.
Go to a different slot machine. Okay.
Keep rolling. I might get one more higher.
That's a 17.
17. You break even and you keep your 100.
Hey. 12.
12, you lose the entire thing.
Oh.
So what is
18.
It? 18. 18 or
17. 18, you just won 200 credits.
Okay, so I'm only down 600 now?
Mm-hmm.
3.
Did the odds
Chub Rub is bored of this.
Then you're down 700.
Right. 700 credits, gone.
I lost 700.
I'll
roll. Okay.
15.
15. And you lost your entire stake. It's out 100.
20.
Win times 10. So you just won 1,000.
Hey.
So you're up 900.
One.
The machine breaks.
The Lord give it and the Lord take it away.
So you still are up 800. So
can I go up behind him while he's still sitting there and start playing the machine too?
Wait, what?
While over you're still over your shoulder.
Like he's just sad.
Yeah.
Just in there like, aw.
Yeah, and I just go, excuse me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
4.
That's 100.
That's
14. That's 200. 300. 400. 500. 600. 18. You just won 200 credits. After a few more rounds on the slots.
Alright,
lost 1,000 credits.
That's nuts.
It's a lot of money just blown.
Guys, I think the force is trying to tell me something. I should go back to murder and this gambling thing ain't working out.
And Willie's just sitting there? You're not actually going to be gambling on the other side of her? You're just sitting there?
No, I'll gamble.
Okay, let's do it real quick.
Okay.
At this point, she's watching you guys just lose.
Real frustrated.
19.
19, you won times 5, so you just won 500.
Okay. Hey, check out these winnings. How much have you won?
Me? Oh, it's a couple hundred.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know how it is. You get
ups and downs.
Ups and downs.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm Willie Rowe.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Just kicking it in the casino today?
Yeah, just hanging out.
18.
18 to just gamble and win? So just 200?
I'm just continuing to gamble while we're talking.
All right.
Fuck! And that just lost.
So you're up 5 now.
Well, you're doing really good. Looks like this guy over here isn't doing so well.
He's not doing well.
No, he's lost a lot. And that other guy behind him that's playing the same machine as him has lost a lot, too.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
I haven't either. It's really uncomfortable. Maybe they're together.
I can hear you, okay?
Oh.
We're not together. He's just my number one fan.
But you're really standing close to him.
Oh, I know. But I was trying to play the machine. He was real sad. I tried to make up. Anyway.
I pull out my mini lab.
Uh-huh.
And I just kind of start messing with it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
hey, what you got there?
Oh, this is my mini lab.
Oh, that's cool. I haven't seen that model.
I put
Uh-huh.
I put some plants in it earlier, and I was just
What plan?
Seeing what they came out of. I grabbed something. I've never been here before this planet, so I just grabbed something outside, see what it's about.
That's cool.
So I just wanted to see what it was about because I've never been here. Do you know of anything about this stuff?
I don't.
Oh. For sure.
I'm not. I don't really. I'm into science, but like plant life and stuff's not really my thing. It's biology, but again, it's like people.
People?
Like people and animals and life, like, but not plants.
Just not plants?
Yeah.
Just not into plants.
Mm-mm.
What kind of science? Do you do science? Is that the thing that you do?
I mean, here and there. I used to be really into it. You know, just working on some medical stuff. Just, I don't know. Cures for poisons. I don't know, stuff.
Cures for poisons?
Poisons and, you know, diseases and stuff.
I really enjoy both. I've been making some poisons and figuring out cures for other poisons and stuff.
Okay.
I mean, see what you got. What you got going on?
I don't really have any of my like with me on me.
Oh, for sure.
Uh huh.
But what kind of stuff is it for? Like, this is it's a poison that I made pretty recently that I just got on Kashyyyk. That's the Kolvish root poison.
Okay. I don't think I've ever heard of that poison.
Kashyyyk.
Yeah, right? Wookiees.
Wookiees.
Yeah, the stuff I've been doing is just, you know, kids will eat anything, just put anything in their mouth, and it's just trying, since there's so many different, like, various plants and stuff, and they eat stupid things, like, we have to try to find, like, the, you know, not just that, but also, like, venom from various animal bites and things that just... Trying to help people like that and just find new cures for different things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard that rat ghoul infestation is pretty bad.
Yeah.
It'd be great if someone could find a cure for that. I don't even know how you'd start doing that.
She kind of is looking at you a little. Yeah. Roll like a... I don't know. Not persuasion, would it?
Deception?
That's deception.
Yeah, deception.
That's a 24.
Let's be making anything on here. That's fine. Yeah. She's not as, like, wary, but it's still kind of a... She knows that people are looking for it, and you just, like, pinpointed exactly what it was. So she's not necessarily feeling threatened by you, but she's definitely, like, a little kind of like... Yeah, that's... That's weird. I've heard of it. I mean, it's been spreading to other planets. Started on Terrace a couple thousands of years ago, and I think it's made its way to, like, Tatooine and all these other planets. It's just... It's becoming a problem.
Mm-hmm. Saw a little bit of it when I was just on Tatooine.
Really? You saw another deception, please. Yeah.
That's a 20.
Yeah. She'll still think. You saw some rat ghouls on Tatooine?
Make like a knowledge life science to know what like rat ghouls look like.
Well, yeah.
While this is going on, I whisper into Cal Dudak's ear since I'm still but right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
This is how he hits on women? God. He's not getting anywhere with this.
So there's a 20...
24.
24 to know what they look like. Yeah. In your... Yeah.
I'm fairly aware of a rat ghoul.
Yeah, you know, through your studies, again, because the coursework and stuff that you did on Coruscant in your years of, like, probably taking a bunch of biology classes and stuff. They've definitely talked about the rat ghoul infestation because of how it has spread to other planets mm-hmm. from Terrace and the effects on the bodies. So you do know what they look like and you know kind of their effects on individuals.
Yeah, I saw rat ghoul, or didn't see any rat ghouls on Tatooine, but there was a buzz.
Was there really? I'd hate to see the infestation return to Tatooine. I mean, it's such a poor planet. And they just don't really have the infrastructure there, like the medical infrastructure to battle that sort of just I don't know, just the terrible infestation.
It's pretty awful.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder what it would take to get more mass production of something, like what kind of research it would take.
I'm going to do like another persuasion or just whatever, just to make sure that she's, again, not like...
An 18.
18?
Yeah, on a persuasion or a deception, it's both.
Okay. It's not as good. It's still passed, but it's still just it's a little bit lower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't really know anything about. I don't know if anyone's ever found a cure or anything. Do I need to roll? You know I'm lying. So I'm like, I don't need to roll for that. You know I'm lying.
His armband's going off.
Yeah. No shit. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anything about if anyone's ever been able to find a cure for that. I mean, it's just the only way I really know that there's rumors of a cure a couple thousand years ago, but they thought they had it under control.
Yeah.
And now it's been lost to time.
I tap her on the shoulder. Hey.
He's just going to say, hey.
Yeah, it's a 19.
Use Fuchs.
For mind tricker.
And to say something. You have to say something.
Suggestion.
Hey, come back with us, please.
She's... Okay. Grabs, like, her winnings.
Fuck, that took too long.
Like, her bag. And follows you guys out of the casino.
Well, now you can persuade her to say, we're with the good guy, with the Republic.
What should I do?
Persuade her.
Should I say, though?
We're with the Republic.
We're with the Republic?
You
should
say
the thing that I should say?
Well, whatever you want to say. Listen, this is your life, man. You lead it.
You guys start getting closer to your ship, and she's like, wait, where are we going?
We're going to get on this ship so we can take you to the Republic.
Take me where?
We're going to...
We're here to rescue you.
Oh, okay. To the Republic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roll a deception, please.
21.
She buys it. All right, so she follows you onto the ship. She, just looking around the ship, sees all your encyclopedias in your room. She's like, oh, shit. Those are awesome.
Yeah, if you want to read her.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you take care of it, that lab's right there if you want to screw around.
Yeah. Awesome. She goes and grabs some books and just, like, sits down on the couch. She goes and she avoids sitting in the chub rub grease and...
But I put the movies on the table and I just go.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in case you get bored with that reading.
Okay, I mean, I'm good, but thank you.
Uh huh.
But if those aren't like some documentaries about planets, I don't care.
I want a mind tricker.
You're gonna mind trick her into what?
Watching my movies.
Okay, roll it.
So 26.
She's going to get no money.
She's going to watch Wookiee Nights and all of the Space Transformers.
She closes the book up, and she's like, actually, you know what? You're right. I should take a break. And,
yeah. And there's some popcorn in there?
Yeah.
I just say,
I think y'all probably should just put it in the cage. That would have been nicer.
So she closes the book. She goes and grabs a thing of popcorn and starts making... that and pops in a movie and sits down.
Enjoy!
To watch one of your movies. What are you guys doing now? Probably like 9
let's
o'clock now.
Let's take a rest.
Yeah.
You guys can rest up and go meet her in the morning.
That sounds like a great idea.
Alright. So you guys join her and you watch this terrible fucking movie.
Willie Rowe is so upset with
and
me.
And at the end of the movie... she's like, that was fucking terrible.
Oh.
Yeah, he doesn't make really good movies.
I almost wish that you had locked me in a cage.
Well, we can do that.
Instead of making me watch that.
While the movie's happening, uh-huh. I'm going to change my sheets so that she has somewhere to sit and sleep.
Okay.
Oh.
Good, because Chabra pooped in your bed the other day.
That's true. That too. That too.
All right.
Chabra, God damn it.
It was an accident.
Just don't go to my room.
Just
don't go to my room.
You smell good, though.
I can give you some of that in your area. Just don't go to my room.
Ask.
Know your boundaries.
My bad.
We're working on this right
just
now.
Ask. Just ask.
Positive reinforcement.
You, all right, so you guys get ready to go to bed. You let her sleep in your nice king-size bed all by yourself. And you go.
Oh, and damn. Didn't even give him a chance.
You still have an
no,
option.
No, I offered it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You go and you sleep in the open bunk. In the and where all the bunks are, because Chubrub lives in the engine room, so there's an open bunk. So
nice,
yeah. So you get to bunk with your buddies tonight,
Thunder Buddies,
Bunker Buddies,
yay. Bunker Buddies.
But when you walk in,
Bunker Buddies.
When you walk in, you see that the posters you made for me are nice and hung in the.
I'm all surprised. Why'd you keep both of them?
Oh,
I figured you'd just keep the Jedi one, or you'd figure out that you were actually a Sith.
Oh, because there's balance in the Force, right? So I just figured have both up.
Keep that balance.
Yeah, I don't know. They both have really cool woods.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Are you trying to find the middle of them? Is that...
No, I'm... You know.
No? Do you not... You just don't live by either of them?
No, it's Jedi.
It's
but,
Jedi.
You know, Sith is... I mean, it's a cool poster. You made it. If I threw that away, you'd get mad.
I probably wouldn't. I want you to be a nice Jedi.
I am.
For the most part.
Yeah. Listen... Sorry about that girl in there, too. I know you probably wanted to hit it. But I was a little jealous, okay? You started talking about Jedi girl. And I was like, well, fuck him. So I apologize.
What do you think I wanted from the Jedi woman?
I don't... Nothing. I just got real jealous.
I was just trying to further the mission.
I wish I could talk like you. That's all. Real smooth.
Open a book.
What's that? You want to watch a movie?
I said, huh?
Huh?
I'm on the
top. I don't think he knows how to read.
Eating yeah. my popcorn and watching this happen.
I'm going to go to sleep now.
Well, okay.
It takes me a little bit to brush my beard.
Oh, yeah. You go do your thing.
Got to put a curler in it.
Oh, yeah.
I do 2 push-ups.
Like on the second one.
Oh no, I'm not struggling. I just quit after that. Like, oh yeah, got it in.
Drops down 2 easy ones.
Yeah.
Done.
Do you have a mirror that you pull out from your under your pillow and like?
No.
Okay.
All right. So you guys go to sleep. All right. So a few hours later, after everyone's asleep, Willy Rowe, you get up out of your bunk and you head to the small conference room on the ship. You close the door behind you, making sure that you're all alone, and you punch in a holocom frequency.
Beep, boop, beep.
Answer the comm link. It rings a couple of times, and you're starting to be like, oh, shit, is this going to go to voicemail?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just ringing. And then, you know, finally you hear, like, the click.
Facemail.
Are you going to, because you have the option here, real quick, are you going to just voice, or are you going to do, like, the holo projection where they can see you?
I'll do the holo projection. I mean, there's nothing different about me. But they can just see me. They can't like see the ship or anything.
No, they can kind of, yeah, pretty much. It's just you. They don't even really see like the room behind you or anything.
Right.
Okay, so you see, your father show up, like his torso essentially,
mm-hmm.
and he looks pretty disheveled. Like you just woke him up.
Woke him up.
And he's like,
Willie?
Yes, father. I'm sorry I had to wake you up. I wanted to make sure.
Where the hell have you been, boy?
A few different places. I've been kind of flying throughout space.
Well, the last we saw, you were on Tatooine. We got the notices from the bounty hunters that they had found you, but you never turned up.
Please don't do that again. We sent him away. I'm with some people. I'm safe.
We just wanted you home. It wasn't like we were trying to have you killed or anything. We just wanted you returned to us.
I understand.
We got your note, and you were just gone.
Yeah, I didn't want to be there anymore. I don't know what you want from me. I just
you know
had to leave.
We just want you to be successful and happy here on Coruscant, like the rest of us.
I will be so much more happier if you just let me leave, and I'll come back at some point, and you'll see that I'm doing so much better.
But you were so close to finishing university. I don't understand why you'd want to leave.
That's going to be useless in the long run. There's other things that
but
I
are
could
you
do.
Saying
there's
the
other
education
there,
you know, that your mother and I had that have led to us being so successful in our lives was useless? I mean, look at us. We're at the top of our careers.
Not for you. It wasn't useless for you. I just think it might be useless for me. I don't think there's a structure presented, at least on Coruscant, that allows me to do what's going to make me happy.
What's going to make you happy?
I'm not sure. I didn't see it, though, on Coruscant, so I'm trying to figure out what that is.
Do you not... I mean, I wish you would come and talk to us instead of just leaving a note.
You would have done something to make me stay. You would have kept me from doing what I've been doing. And
who knows now? You've already left. All I can say is that you've completely wrecked your mother. She's been just terrible at her job lately because she can't focus because she's just been worried about you.
Well, tell her not to worry. I'm fine.
I just...
Kill D-bags with me. You know
we
D-bags.
Are completely aware. After the bounties were turned in, we spoke to his father.
Yeah, see, we're all fine.
But he stole money. Are you with him while he's stealing money from his father?
I mean, I didn't see him do it. I was aware of it afterwards because of the same bounty that
and
you were.
And you didn't try to tell him that not to do those things?
Sometimes
after
you need
you
money.
Found out?
I'm not stealing from y'all. His dad has a lot of money.
I mean, it wasn't our money, but you just closed your bank account and took all your money with you.
It was my money. I needed...
money that we gave you. You don't work. You didn't have a job.
I needed to be able to fund the adventure.
So you're out adventuring.
I mean,
are you some sort of smuggler now?
Not quite. But I'm trying to figure out what's there for me. Just figure out what's out here. It's an adventure.
Listen, I will say this. You need to come home. Not permanently, but at least to come see your mother. She is worried sick. And there's no amount of words that I can say to her that will calm her down.
I'll come back at some point. It probably won't be soon. I'm a little busy.
I can't imagine what you'd be busy with while you and Kel D-Bag are out just gallivanting around the universe.
Well, I mean, we're busy.
Okay, but just as soon as you can. And when you arrive, let us know immediately in case you're busy doing something else also.
I'll let you know what's up. I'll call again, maybe. Maybe I can talk to Mom.
Well, she's currently not here. She is out doing some Senate thing out on Ruzan. They're getting ready to build some memorial to the battle that happened there. Oh. So there a whole bunch of senators and their aides and stuff are out there trying to pick the perfect location for this silly memorial to those silly Jedi.
Of course. Oh, hey, Dad. So I brought one of my encyclopedia books with me to the comm. Hey, I got a set of encyclopedias.
Well,
check them out.
That's cool. We would have bought those for you also. Don't know why you had to leave to go get those.
I was just showing them to you.
Well, I'm glad to see you're still keeping up with your studying.
I mean, you gotta know things.
That's very true.
I'll know more things when I come back.
We'll see.
I didn't know Tatooine existed.
I have never heard of Tatooine either.
Exactly. It's a desert planet.
That's crazy.
It was amazing. So much desert. I didn't know what a desert was. I had never seen one.
Surely you knew what a desert was. I mean, I'm pretty sure they teach that.
But I had never seen one.
Okay.
And with that, he kind of tells you, he's like,
well, I mean, if you're not going to come back immediately and I can't convince you to come home to me and your mother, then...
Eventually.
Just let us know when you're here.
Yeah, I will do that. Most definitely.
Well, I've got to get up super early in the morning.
Wish Mom the best.
I'll let her know that you called.
Thank you.
And you guys hang up?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so after you hang up, you go back to the bunks. You silently slip back into your bed. You fall asleep with a little more ease than you've had since running away. Hello, and thank you for listening to another episode of 8-Bit Saga. This is our 12th episode. We did it. We got 12 of them out. That was my goal, and we're done. I'm done. This is over. This is the last episode of the show you're ever going to hear. I'm just kidding. We've got so much more planned. There's so much more to do. So right off the bat, I just want to apologize for the length of this episode. I know it's a little bit shorter than what we typically aim for, which is like an hour plus. I mean, I know we've only hit that a couple times, and they're normally kind of in like the 50-minute range. But it's just kind of the way the episodes have fallen. The way that I have been able to piece them together, they're just kind of... I feel like when the breaks need to happen, it's always around like 50 or so minutes. But this one I feel like is a little bit shorter, and I apologize. So I'm definitely trying to fill a lot of time to make this episode a lot longer by talking a lot in the middle. So... That's what we're doing. If you like what you are listening to, go check out our other shows. We've got 8-Bit Geek, 8-Bit Legends, Divas, Drop Kicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and our newest show, Garbage Day.
We hope that something out of there, out of that selection should hopefully grab your attention, whether it be nerdy news, reviews of like the CW DC TV shows, wrestling advice, or like a sketch comedy show. So hopefully something will call out to you. If you want to see us, we will be at a few conventions coming up here in the next few weeks. Next week, Ed and I will be at Star Wars Celebration in Orlando, Florida. We will be there all 4 days. We'll be going to the panels. We'll be taking pictures. We'll be hanging out on the floor. We'll be trying to get exclusives. You know, just find us. We'll be wearing 8-Bit Geek and 8-Bit Saga shirts. So just check us out. At the beginning of May, we will be at Texas Frightmare Weekend here in Dallas, Texas. So if you're going to that, again, you can find us. Kev will be in town for that. We're going to record a one-shot that weekend, and it'll be like a Patreon exclusive a timed Patreon exclusive for a couple months, before it hits this channel. It'll be one of those shows that I need to, like if I need a week off or something, like that show will go in its place. And then at the end of May, we will all be going to Alamo City Comic Con in San Antonio, Texas. We will have a booth, so you can find us that way. We'll just be doing giveaways and same thing, taking pictures, having fun, hanging out. So you can find us there. If you have any fan art, please, 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 please feel free to submit it to us. You can do that on Twitter at 8bit_saga. If you tweeted us using the hashtag 8bitsaga, we'll name a character after you. There's no one really in this episode that is named after anybody, I don't think, unless you know we mentioned Link B, named after our good friend Link. And that's really about it, I feel, in this one. Let's see. What else? You can also check us out on Facebook at the 8bit Geek. 8bit Geek also has like an Instagram, which is 8bit_geek, which you can check out photos from the conventions and all that fun stuff there. If you're looking for just more content from us, as well as, you know, we say we're at these conventions, you can actually go look and see what we're doing. If you want to buy a shirt for any of our shows, including 8-Bit Saga, go over to 8bitgeek.threadless.com, 8bitgeek.threadless.com, and you can pick up some shirts. I highly recommend the Tri-Blend shirts. A little more expensive, but they're way more comfortable. Not that the other ones aren't. It's just it's hard to explain. These are just super soft. They're the best. God, what else? Looking at my notes. Boop, boop, boop. That might be it. Oh, nope. Patreon. If you want to help support the show, and like I said, Patreon exclusives that are coming in the next few months, check us out on patreon.com/8bitgeek. For as little as $1 a month, you can get a whole bunch of exclusive content. I say a whole bunch. Right now, most of our exclusive content is the extended episodes of the 8-Bit Geek Show. But like I said, every show is trying to add something for exclusives. So one of our things we're going to do is we're going to do the Kevin one-shot when he's in town. And we're going to record some stuff with him. And then that'll get put up there. And it'll be on there for a few months before we release it to everyone else. So you'll get that. So that's awesome. We're also working on another Patreon-exclusive episode that will take us a long time to get together and record and stuff. And it'll be amazing. All I can say about it right now. Okay, so do that. Our next episode should be released April 21st, hopefully. Next Tuesday, I leave for Star Wars Celebration, and then I get back the following Tuesday, the Tuesday before an episode is supposed to drop. So I'm gone for a whole week. So I don't know if I'm going to have time to work on an episode. It would be a great time to have that one with Kev. Just ready to go. So I don't know what we'll do next week. We're recording this weekend, so I don't know. I don't know. We'll figure something out to have ready to go next week. And I think that's it. Let's get back to the show. Once again, thank you so much for listening. This session, this is the end of the January session. It was at this session that we brought in a friend to run audio for us and to make sure that we sounded good and that we didn't have any more issues like we had in the past. So just a special shout out to Taylor. He's been with us ever since. And while he pretty much just sits there with headphones on and listens to us record and gets to hear all this nonsense that we say, it's been a tremendous help having him there. So thanks, Taylor. I think that's it. Let's get back to the show now for real. For real. We'll be right back.
You guys wake up the next morning. You get dressed. You take showers. You do your hair and your beard. And she's already awake, and she's out again back on the couch in the main area. She's got a cup of coffee. She's back at just reading. She looks super comfortable.
Yeah. They're all there.
They're all there.
That's where the food is.
PN15's like, hello, fellas. Good morning.
You like he should be wearing a
like an apron. Would you guys care for some morning java? Maybe some bacon and eggs? Or I don't know. I know someone really likes some mac and cheese, so here's a bowl of mac and cheese for you. I don't know.
Food, I mean, it's breakfast. It's breakfast time. I don't really want the cheese for breakfast.
You don't want this, though?
Later. You should probably eat it.
I heard that
cheese is always good.
I just heard you say earlier that you really liked it and you wanted to thank me for buying it.
You're going
to
break
his
heart.
That I would make it for
I'm
you.
I'm going to take it out of PN15's hand and I'll walk over to the space garbage compactor and I'm going to look at PN like right in his robot eyes and I'm going to dump it.
And I'm going to look at PN and go, I'm sorry, PN. I would have eaten it.
There's no rhyme or reason to why
he's still standing there with his hands cupped like where he's holding the bowl and just watches and like it there from his eye leaks some oil.
A single oil drop. You did say bacon and eggs though, so
Yeah.
I'll eat your bacon.
I don't
and
think
eggs.
That's supposed to happen.
I could probably make some bacon and eggs for you guys. It's fine.
I definitely will eat some bacon and eggs.
He goes and cooks some bacon and eggs.
Some bacon and eggs.
Some bacon and eggs.
Some Clay Aiken.
Some Troy Aiken and bags. He hands all of you a plate and then to Kale. He hands some cold oatmeal. Like it was made for her. 4 hours earlier, she ate some of it and then just left it, and he just handed you the bowl and said, fuck you. You fuck-ass piece of shit.
And I eat it.
Yeah, you eat that, you son of a bitch.
I hate it.
Yeah, you do.
I hate you.
I know. I hate you, too. Oh, shit. I'm not even capable of hating. I fucking hate you.
Fuck this, and I overturn the oatmeal and I walk out of the room. You can hear me do 2 more push-ups outside.
How? What's the sound of
one,
that?
10.
Pan's like, I'm so sorry all of y'all had to see that. It's super embarrassing for me. It just hurt my feelings. It's rude.
You should poop in his bed.
If I could, I would, but I can't. Cause
do you know how droids are pooping work?
Robot.
He doesn't know much about droids. Hey, PN.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, thanks for the breakfast. Okay.
You guys are super welcome.
You're the best robot I've ever met.
That's very sweet of you. I hope all of you have a good day killing that bitch.
Thanks.
Yeah, fuck her, right? Fuck the exchange. Viva la resistance. Am I right, my boys? Jokes. Sorry, just trying to lighten the mood.
I love it.
Close. And he just kind of goes back to his little corner and just stands there. I'm just here if you need me. Don't mind me. Just do whatever you're going to do now.
All right.
Why is everyone still looking at me?
Well, we can go talk to the Jedi woman. Go meet up at the estate.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys go and meet her. You guys reach the estate. You buzz the buzzer. Big old gold button.
Beep, boop, beep.
Hey. I love it.
So it's more like a bzzz. And you hear over the intercom like,
hello?
Hey.
How may I help you?
We're here for my girl.
Oh, no, we're here for the bodyguarding gig.
Oh, okay. You're here to see Iriana?
Correct.
All right, I'll let her know you're here.
Hangs up.
Bye, Franz.
You guys are kind of standing out there for a couple of minutes. Okay, so this, what all this is, what he's covering up, is all the, her house. So, okay. All of this, everything you see in front of you. So this right here, in front of Ross and Jer, is the first floor. So if you'll move your character sheets real quick. You guys are standing, right there. So this is, you'll see, they're already starting to set up for the event tomorrow. Those, the circles on the map, those are all tables and stuff for the event. On the other side, over near that tree and between the window and stuff, is a little platform stage thing where Keith's drag will probably be playing. There's like a banner for him with some like cheesy shot of him, like, I don't know. Just think, like, he's kind of like Keith Urban. He's just like some country boy. Just like, I'm Keith Strag. I sound like K.O. because we're from, like, the same neck of the woods. But I sing about how I lost my dog and my ship and my woman and all my money. That's kind of like a little promo for Keith Strag.
Man, it sure sounds like Kale D-Bag.
It's crazy.
My favorite artist.
Sounds like every country song.
It sounds like every country song. Yeah. So that's where he's going to be. You see her come out of these front doors. She comes down those stairs. She walks up to the gate. The gate right there, the entryway, like, to her estate opens up. And she's like, all right, follow me. So you guys follow her up the main path. You're passing by all the tables and stuff. You go up the stairs. She leads you into the house, and you're in this huge, like, long, walkway. And you see on either side there are two double doors, and they're open. And as you're walking by, you see that on one side is like a large dining room table with a bunch of like seats and stuff open for guests and stuff. The other side, it looks like a study library, kind of just, there's a bunch of bookshelves and there's some couches and like a writing table and there's some like chairs and stuff around the table and stuff. And then there's like another set of couches and stuff over here. It's just like a meeting room for people to gather and stuff. So she kind of leads you through. You're passing, there's some guards at the front door, some guards up here at these doors. It's not really a door, it's open right here. For the sake of this, these are secret, quote-unquote secret, stairwells that lead to the basement and the third floor, or the second floor, I guess, technically. It's for, like, maids and butlers and stuff to bring drinks and to go back and forth from, like, the barracks or, like, where the people live and stuff, the quarters and stuff, and without, like, just walking through the main house. Just a way for them to get around kind of just secretly. This right here is an elevator, if they have, like, trays or large things to move up and down. So she leads you through here, and what you see are a bunch of glass cases set up around this huge room. It's this big open room, big open windows, again, just tall, tall windows. There's directly in front of you, you'll see there's a large spiral staircase that goes up and around and to the second floor. And you'll see that the walkway kind of goes around and then disappears into some large doors up behind you. So you can see there's tons of like pieces of art and sculptures. And you see right here in this case, kind of right in the middle, there's a couple of other, like, there's like a helmet, there's like a shield right in the center, kind of raised up a little bit higher than everything, is the Logue Dagger. And you guys see it, it's right there. It's a black dagger. It's just all black and made out of some sort of metal material. Nothing really special about it. If you guys want to try and use the force to detect any sort of, like, if it's force sensitive or anything like that, you feel free to.
30.
There's a slight, like, faint. Like, you feel a little tremor come off of it, but it doesn't seem like it's going to necessarily benefit any, like, the user in any way, but you can tell that it's been used by both, like, light and dark side force users. They've, like, left a presence on it, per se. Just like, it's special, and you can see, like, why it's considered to be, like, a symbol of power, because it's seen some stuff. It's done some stuff. So that is, it's there. It's kind of like
of all the cases with the like pottery and stuff from all these various bunch of paintings and artwork from all these different systems and stuff, like that one kind of stands out the most. It's the way she has the lighting on it is just it's to draw the eye. It's her most prized possession. So she's kind of showing you around. She's like, you know, we're here to protect all of this. It's just priceless. All the amount of stuff she has in this room. Aside from her life, this is the second most important thing we have to protect during the event. Dozens of people are going to be here, and we're just going to make sure that no one takes anything or tries to take anything or whatever. If you'll follow me, we'll go upstairs. And so you guys follow her up these stairs and around. And then the part that's near Caleb, what that is her bedroom suite.
That's where the magic happens.
That's where the magic happens. If you take like that in your mind and you like kind of turn it to where that like that hallway or where those doors are match where these doors are. So you walk up these, come around, go through the door. Her bedroom's over there. And then her meeting room with like the table and the couches and stuff, and then the desk, which is the part that's kind of closest to Ed over there. Yeah, that's here. So that's she takes you in, and you see behind the desk is the senator, and she's busy writing stuff. So you guys see her for the first time. Just a human female, nothing super special or spectacular about her, or whatever. She's just there writing. She looks up for a second, and Ileana's just like, you know, excuse me, Senator, just giving some of the new security a quick little tour of the estate. And she just kind of nods and kind of goes back to her work.
I throw my lightsaber at her.
Oh, my God.
No, just kidding.
That would be fucking crazy. And I'd be like, let's do it. And she's like, all right, if you guys will follow me. She takes you through the door past on that side, like through that door. You guys get in the elevator. You jump down to the bottom floor, which is the center section right here. You guys go down, you come out a door, and you're in the kitchens. This whole big area right here is her kitchen, like, prep area. People are already getting stuff set, like, ready and cooking for the next night. There's stuff that takes hours and hours to prepare. She takes you through the doors. If we're looking down at, like Ed and Jarrett, the left side over there, those are all barracks. That's where you'll see one room is kind of dark. And there are people sleeping already in the barracks. Those are bunk beds, and there's like two by two by two. So there's like 24 in one room and like 28 in another. She's like, you guys will be in one of these barracks when we decide where you're going to be. These are different shifts. You got night shift and day shift to protect everything that's going on. We typically have less people at night because typically not as much stuff is going to be happening, except for the night of the event. Then I think that it's the 28 or on. For the event, but like once she goes to bed, we'll switch over back to the 24. So it'll be less guards because again, less people, and should be enough to cover the entire estate. So there's two rooms again. She's like to the right. You'll see we have a large room where we all meet in the mornings to go over the daily briefings, just kind of talk about who's going where, who's doing what, and then my room's right here. And you see there's. A door, there's two guards posted outside there, and she's like, inside, it's just a typical bedroom, and I got a desk and stuff, and that's kind of where I'll be if you guys need me for anything. That's kind of where I'm at most of the time, unless I'm with her. She's requested me. Most of the time she's working and wants to be on her own, but we have the elevator. We can get up and down real quick, so if she does call for me, I'm there in seconds. If she needs one of you for whatever reason, you can be there in seconds. It's not a super large estate, but it's what we're here to protect. And we're here to protect her and protect her stuff and make sure that we get through this and she gets through this and everyone's happy and we keep a senator safe. Any questions?
So which bunks are ours?
Well, we need to determine what exactly you guys are going to be doing. I feel like I can trust you guys. You know, there's a part of me that really wants to... Two Jedi protecting her, I feel like, is better than one. There's a part of me that really wants to put you guys on her detail. You guys are working as a team, and I feel like, you know, the six of us could make sure that she's safe.
We combat really well together.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are running together. I figure you guys can probably get some stuff done. If you guys think that you're up, I mean, it's the toughest gig because it, while these are most of the time split up, you guys are with her like 20 hours a day and will be. So pretty much starting now, you guys can go take position on the second floor. Mark and Obi and I will stand outside of her office. The two doors there. We'll need two people at the top of the stairs, two people at the bottom of the stairs, and that should be the six of us. In case anyone gets in, they have to deal with us.
Is there a comlink frequency we need to get on?
Yeah, and she gives you all that information. So you guys are all linked up with everybody. All right, and after she gives you the comm frequencies, you guys go and you take your posts, and you guys begin to guard the senator.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.